Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 355. Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. So Matt, bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
There you go. That's the number. But it's not the bear. But it's not for the bears and cubs anymore. It's for everyone.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
It's for the bears and the cubs and the otters and the chasers and the Brazilian mountain goats.
That's right. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And yeah, welcome to episode 55.
This is
55.
The last day of January.
Yes, that's where we're recording. Well, by the time this goes out, people will be hearing this.
It'll be February.
It will be February when they hear this. Yeah.
So, be ready to start buying your lover Valentine.
That's right.
It's the month. And it's big expensive dinners.
Yeah. But for bears, that's pretty much, I don't know. Is it diabetic friendly?
Candies? Chocolate, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, what's going on, Ray, with you? What's going on?
Oh, my God. Not much. I worked all weekend.
You worked on the weekend?
I worked the weekend between interviewing and filming some porn videos.
Oh, interesting.
Or some Hot at the Man videos. I did some of my own a couple weeks ago, and we're going to talk about those in this second part of the show. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. But, I don't know, it's pretty. Other than that, it's just a pretty busy weekend.
Mm-hmm. And for me, what did I do? I just got to watch The King's Speech with Mike last weekend, and did some softball stuff and practice. And you know what? It's been a long time, probably a couple of months now, that I haven't been to the bars. And I actually went to the bars, you know, hang out, and I met up with a couple of friends, Chris, Argentinian Chris. Chris and
Did you
Rob.
Give him my card?
A what?
Did you give him my card?
Yeah, I believe I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Mark. Mark was there too, and Eddie, a friend of ours. So shout out, guys. We hanged out last night, but it was fun. It's been like months since I last really hanged out and drank and, you know, just bar hopping. When was the last time you bar hopped, Ray?
It's been a while.
Yeah, because we're pretty much stay at home now. Because I feel like I've already done all the bar stuff before, already. I've done a lot of that already. So, actually, staying home and catching up with friends and going out, pool parties and eating out and movies are pretty much what we do.
Well, I'd rather hang out with my friends at their house and play cards or do something than go to a bar and just
get
drunks and
get drunk.
Mm-hmm. And all that stuff.
So, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I do the beer bust every month, pretty much. So that's kind of enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, when we do an HAB event or a beer bust, that's when I go to the bars too, and that's pretty much where I go to a Tony's Corner Pocket. Yeah. Well, today we have a special interview with our friend Gary. From Erie, Pennsylvania, and we talked about drenched fur, and it's always great having Gary on the show and talking about the event, and I myself will be am planning to go there. So we talked about how we're gonna go about going to drenched fur. So here is the interview with Gary.
Is this Gary the trench fur whore?
Yeah.
Oh, that Gary? No, that's someone else.
Oh, okay.
It's a different
Because I heard stories written on the bathroom walls about that Gary.
Oh, I'd be curious to know which bathrooms those are that you frequent, Ray.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't go to bathrooms up in the north, but I've been sent pictures.
But Ray's yeah, Ray's been around, and he's been haunting you or stalking you, Gary. That's right. So, Gary, oh, actually, you're in the air right now.
Good. That's what we're hoping for.
That's right.
But so, Gary, what you doing?
Mm-hmm. How's the household there?
Things are all right. Things are all right.
Just all right.
It's all right. How about the weather? Is it cold there, or is it warmer, or is it getting what's in Pennsylvania right now?
Well, it's typical weather for us up here right now. It's about 16 degrees outside. So I imagine that's rather cold for you boys.
Wait. 16 degrees. Oh, that's too cold for me. It's going to be cold here in Houston too, around the 20s this coming Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, if it's going to be cold for just a few days, it's fine. Really? That would be nice. Snow in January.
No, because people can't drive here when it rains, much less when it starts snowing.
Then I'll stay home.
You get that choice. I don't have that choice. We work regardless.
Yeah. So, Gary, you have a lot of snow this year or this this month or so?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty standard. I hate to say I don't pay enough attention to that because I grew up in this region. So it's winter. It snows. It goes away. It kind of comes back. And then eventually it quits and spring gets here. So
yeah, you're used to it already. I'm not. I don't think Ray is either. But so you've been very busy too. You've been very busy because last week I think you were with the Berg Bears. You're still very busy with the Berg Bears. You're an officer there?
Well, yeah, now they made me the man in charge. They, a year ago, made me general manager, which I got the same position again this year. So,
sucker. I can't say anything. I got reappointed to the triad for a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, I already got it appointed to himself. So, yeah, you're in the Berg Bears. You're busy with them. Yeah, that's good. I mean, you're a busy bear. What can I say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep myself busy, but it's funny because I was the events manager for a number of years, so I thought that kept me pretty busy, and now it's more trying to organize the rest of the officers and the things that the club is doing, the direction we're going. And a couple weeks ago, somebody asked me a question about an event, and for the first time ever, I said, you know, I don't know about that. You'd have to ask so-and-so. They'd have to ask Doug, who is now our events manager, and that made me laugh so hard because I don't even remember ever not being able to answer a question about something. So the irony is I must be doing it right because I delegated the duty to someone else and I don't know how to answer the question.
That's the trick.
That's right. It's all about delegation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, good. You're coordinating. You're the Drenched Fur coordinator. So, when is Drenched Fur this year?
It is Thursday, April 7th through Sunday, April 10th.
Okay, that'd be great. So it's still in. Of course, it's in Erie, Pennsylvania. And anything different this year? What would make this year different from the last year?
Well. A couple of things. The one main thing is that we're moving to a new hotel location.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that's really important is that it's a hotel convention center type property I've been wanting to go to for a couple of years. And we got everything together. We got the contract squared up last year right after the run. So I have already known for a long time that we're moving to the new facility, which has a lot of the things that we've been looking for all under one roof. The banquet space is very big. They have some meeting room spaces. And the most improvement is that for the first time ever, we'll be at a hotel with an indoor pool and an atrium area. So.
Oh, wow. So it's all going to be, we're just going to use that pool? Is that what's going to happen for that whole weekend?
Well, Well, not for the whole weekend. We're still going to go to the water park on Saturday.
Okay. I was just wondering. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And it's the one thing I've wondered about a little bit is this year going to the hotel that already has a pool. I'm curious to see if people get kind of waterlogged if they spend, like, say, Friday evening, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon, you know, in the pool, in the hot tub at the hotel, if they're going to, you know, I mean, there's still things to do at the water park. There's the slides and that. But I'm wondering if people will kind of be over being in water at the end of the weekend.
If it's anything like Bear Watch, no. Some of them you have to run them out of the water to get them out of it sometimes.
So you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, good.
Hopefully you've prepared the hotel properly for what might be happening in the pool.
Yeah, about that. I still have to have a talk with them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the first time, so they have to... Oh, that's...
Because, yeah, young, impressionable, straight folks who see two big old bears going at it for the first time, it kind of scars them. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that we're going to take over the whole hotel because that will limit the amount of outside individuals staying at the property that, you know, that might become an issue. As well as I need to reconfirm with the hotel and hopefully meet with them this week about the hours of operation for the atrium, any of the rules that they have. You know, like, I imagine beverage containers have to be plastic and just things of that sort. So there's some house rules I need to go over with them in advance to be aware of, so the committee can be prepared and we can communicate that as necessary.
Yeah, and you can crack your whip.
Yes, that's right. What do you got?
Yeah,
I prefer
not to do that. I already have a bad enough reputation as it is right now.
See, well, as I was saying it earlier, I just talked about it earlier. Now you just brought it up again. See,
that's true. So you don't do themes, right? I think I asked you this last year, but I believe you don't do any themes, right?
Well, not specifically. Some bear runs choose a theme for the overall run. Like, I believe you guys with Bear Watch down there have been doing it. Last year, I think, was like a heroes and villains kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then this year, I don't remember what this year's is by chance. Ray?
Animal House.
Oh, okay.
Got a whole frat theme going.
Yeah.
Imagine that. A whole bunch of bears in a frat theme.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. And so you're right. We do themes and everything, but you just keep it low key. I mean, that's how I look at Drench for you. It's really just a fun time in the water park with the guys.
It is. The one thing of the weekend, out of all the events that take place or the activities, that is going to be themed and a little bit more, it sounds like, this year than in the past, is Saturday night we do a buffet banquet dinner. And we try to do that we let people know in advance to bring, like, a Hawaiian or a tropical shirt to wear. But this year, the hotel's working with me, and we're really going to play it up. I don't want to give any secrets away, but I have a funny feeling that the theme will be very, very apparent when people show up for the dinner on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So if you have any surfer board shorts that you want to show off when you come up here, you guys can wear those. You want to, you know, spray tan yourself in advance, you could probably do that.
Yeah, I can do that. By the way, there's this, because my friend Jeffrey, Mr. Panda Bear, he's in the Chaser show. He's been telling me about the wine tasting. You guys are still going to do that, right?
Yeah, we have the wine tour planned again. It's an extra activity that's not part of the regular weekend basics package, as we call it. We've been doing it, I want to say, for 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's gone over really well. It's not as many people, obviously, as the entire run, but we get a bus and we go to about 4, maybe 5 wineries in the Great Lakes region on the Pennsylvania-New York border. And we do tastings. We get a tour usually at one of them. And the guys really, really enjoy it. And so, you know, we're doing that again this year. And I've actually got enough of a committee and workers and people helping me out that the past 2 years I went away for a couple hours in the afternoon and went on the winery tour. And it was nice. It was fun. And I never realized how much wine the guys buy.
Oh, yeah. And,
well, because if you think about it, if you buy only one or two bottles at every winery, you've already bought, like, eight bottles.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So I have to laugh because one of the guys that goes is a culinary instructor, and he literally buys two or three cases in the course of the afternoon while we're touring. Mm-hmm. So... Then I see last year it was a little competitive. Some of the guys were talking about how much wine they were buying, which kind of made me laugh.
But if people are from out of town, do they ship? I mean, you know, I think it's too much of a hassle. Unless they drink it all that weekend, I guess. Yeah.
Well, no. And actually, it's kind of funny because a friend of mine who's come a couple of times, the first time he went on the winery tour, he was going to fly back. And I told him, I said, I really don't feel comfortable about you flying and taking the wine in your luggage.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have hard-sided luggage. It was like soft nylon material. And I was concerned that, you know, it's going to get thrown around. And the last thing you want to do is show up on the other end with your clothes soaked in, you know, wine because the bottle broke open.
That's right.
So I ended up, you know, finding a way to try to get it there. But unfortunately, Pennsylvania liquor control as a entity does not allow wine to be shipped out of the state.
Oh, okay.
So you run into some limitations. Most of the guys who buy drove to get to the run, so you know they drove a couple of hours up to 8 or 10 hours to get here, so they just, you know, pack it in their vehicle and take it back.
Yeah, it's easier for the people who are pretty much local or those who drove. Yeah.
They have to go over to New York to ship it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably possibly. I never really thought about trying to smuggle it across state lines.
Let's smuggle some wine after the wine tasting. So people who come to Drenched Fur are mostly from the New York area. Of course, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh and stuff. And I know some friends from New York is going to come. So that's pretty much the demographic that you have, don't you?
Well, I would say that the majority of individuals are from Pennsylvania, New York, and Ohio. But we do get people from all over the place. I've got people coming from Wisconsin and Illinois, Indiana, Florida, Texas. I think we've got some from D.C., Virginia, Maryland, and West Virginia. At this point. So okay. We do get a mix of people from different areas, and every year we get different folks because I think now individuals who go to bear runs on a semi-regular basis, they want to try different bear runs.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be willing to travel further just, you know, to go for an experience one time, and then they, you know, they try something different the year after that.
Yeah. Ray, look at this to say the Splash Lagoon. I like the last line here. It is Splash Lagoon is the water park, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. It says your bathhouse behavior will not be tolerated. Yes, definitely. I that has to be mentioned, I guess. Maybe that happened before. I guess it's not, it can't be avoided sometimes.
Well, the thing is that in the 7 years of Drenched Fur, for those that don't know, it started originally as just an afternoon outing.
Mm-hmm.
That John Riley and I came up with. He came up with the idea of going to the water park, and together we created the idea and the name with some other folks. And it was just an afternoon, say from like 12 to 4 in the afternoon. And we were going to go when the regular public was there. We were thinking maybe about a dozen guys. And that first year, it was really, really successful. And so the second year is when it actually became a full weekend run. And we went and with the public for 3 years in the afternoon, but a lot of the guys in the feedback kept telling us that if we could ever go as a private group, they would really appreciate that. Only because the place is huge. It holds 1,500 people, and it can be loud, it can be noisy, and when there are kids and families, you know, it probably can be a little bit overstimulating as far as like noise and all that. And I know the guys were probably very distracted looking at the daddies that were running around.
That's true.
So, yeah, so we actually started, I think, in year four, I think it was year four. we started going as a private group at night. It's called an after-hours event, and it's because the water park closes down at 9 o'clock at night to the public, and then we contract with them special as a group, and then we get the place for 4 hours, and it's the entire water park, except for, because our group is adults, they shut down, like, the kiddie pool area. You know, it's only, like, you know, knee-high and stuff like that. But so it's us and the lifeguards and the staff and the management. They have a restaurant, a food grill downstairs. They have a bar on the mezzanine upstairs level. They have an arcade, a gift shop. They've got a whole lot of stuff. So
they keep it open for the bears, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we pay them, so.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And they're pushing that Merc.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and actually, I found out last year, one of the managers has been working our event ever since the first year it was at night. And I wish I could remember her name off the top of my head. She really loves us. I met her last year, and she came running up to me, and she goes, "You're the guy in charge of this Drench Fur group, right?" And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Like, I was worried that something happened. I'm thinking, we're not even in the building yet. Like, I had just arrived. And she said, you know, she introduced herself, and she was all excited. And I was like, "Is everything okay?" And she's like, "Yeah." She goes, "You guys are so much fun." She's like, "You're better than the Girl Scout troops and the
Girl Scout
churches
troops.
That come in.
They're more rowdy. The church groups are more rowdy than you guys."
Well, I think kids and parents as a mix.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They kind of, I think for her and for some of the staff, they're like, "Oh, they're all adults." Like, and I think their expectation slightly changes, but I think if there was any work-related stress, it lowers because you don't have little kids running around all over the place kind of creating, you know, situations. Instead, we've got little kids who are actually in big adult bodies doing the same thing. I don't think the staff knows that just yet, but I already figured that out.
Well, yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so
say the bigger kids are sometimes worse than the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and but no, the reference to the behavior issue is that when we started going at night, the committee and I had a lots and lots of discussions about the fact that without anybody else being there and just bears, we didn't want people to think that it's a free for all. I still get to this day after all these years, you know, is it clothing optional? And things of that nature. And I have to tell them, I'm like, no, it's still an amusement park business. And they're like, oh, okay. And I can tell some people are a little disappointed, but my thought is, if you want an event like that, knock yourself out and try to book it and see if you can get that to happen.
Or just come to Bear Watch.
Or Bear Watch, you can do that. We have to plug that in. Yeah, okay, so people listening out there, bathhouse behavior will not be tolerated. Okay, just remember that. Okay, go ahead.
All I was going to say, Nard, is that, not to belabor the point, but the first year we went at night, this is what I meant, Ray, when I said I had a reputation, because when the buses were arriving at the water park and people went to get off, I made an announcement about, you know, behaving themselves. And that's what I meant by people, I have a reputation for being a bit hard on people, and they were like, "You don't have to be all parental and this and that." And I don't want people to think that they can't have a good time. The guys go, they have a really great time. And every year people tell me that was probably the highlight of the weekend was, you know, going to an indoor water park, which some have never done. And there's hardly any lines. There's as many of the inflatable tubes for the slides and the lazy river as you want. You know, so I think the atmosphere is really, really different. And I think some guys, because they have body issues, might not ever think of doing this, but those that have gone so much appreciate being able to go in a space and not feel possibly that people are going to look at them a certain way because mm-hmm. they're amongst us.
They're comfortable. Everybody's comfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm really excited about it because I really plan to go to Drench for this year. And okay,
take the waterproof video camera.
Oh, really? Should I do that? Okay, yes. I'll borrow Wayne's. But yeah, how do I get there? I mean, what's the first thing I should do? I mean, where should I fly in?
Well, I guess it depends on when you plan to arrive and if you are going to be coming with anyone or if you're coming like just as yourself, so to speak. And the reason I say that is if you're coming with friends, and say you have friends in New York or Ohio, if they live around Cleveland or Buffalo, you could fly to one of those airports.
Buffalo,
and then just,
okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, travel in with them from there and drive in. Cleveland and Buffalo are both approximately an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes for a drive. Pittsburgh, which is to the south of us, is about a two-hour drive approximately.
Okay.
So if the driving thing isn't an issue for anyone, they can do that. Or they can just fly straight into Erie. Notably, they will probably take a connector flight from another hub to get into Erie because it's a smaller airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hotel does provide shuttle service.
Oh, okay.
So, and the hotel's not that far from the airport in relation to the layout of the city. It's on the side where the airport is. So all they have to do is when they land, they pick up the phone at the desk after they pick up their baggage to say, I'm here, I have a reservation at the hotel. And they come out, they pick you up, and you'll be there probably in about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I'll be doing that or probably flying through
Manager,
Buffalo sometime.
Manager, you're not going to drive up there?
We're not going to. Well, I don't know yet. I know I'm going because I'm asking Mike. But he was saying if Ryan is going to be there from Toronto, he would definitely go. But I don't know. Well, that's the plan. I mean, that's the plan. Mike would want to go also. He wants to experience Drench Fur.
I want to experience it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to figure out how many people you're trying to pack in your luggage. To bring along.
I know. Probably one or two. I could take Ray. Come on, Ray, let's go.
We'll see. We'll have to look at the airplane tickets and see how much they cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't have enough vacation days to take.
Oh. Well, I'll take pictures for you.
Because Bearwatch eats up almost a week of my vacation time.
Already? That's right. Okay. So that's going to be on April 7th. I'm really looking forward to it. And how can people register?
They simply go to drenchedfur.com. And at the top of the website, there's a navigation button. There's a hotel information. Then there's registration, the schedule. So they just click on registration, and it's like an overview of what there is that's provided. And when you get to the bottom of it, you click the register now button, and it takes them to another page. They fill out their personal information. They choose the parts that they want to pay for as far as their packages. And then they submit that. And if they want, they can check a little box about mailing in a payment, and that'll produce an email for both myself and the person that registers, and they just simply print that email out and mail in the check or money order. Mm-hmm. Or if they want to pay by PayPal, at the bottom there will be a button for that. You click on it, it takes you straight through PayPal, and it's pretty easy.
Yeah, okay. I'll probably do that. That'd be easy. Wow. So I'm excited to see you. I'm going to see you at last, Gary.
So what's the fees for the run?
Oh, yeah, that's free, the fees for now. Did it change?
The fee structure actually is about to change because we're changing months. We set the registration structure up per month, meaning January, then February, then March. So the closer you get to the run, the more expensive it gets. Which I think, Ray, you guys do the same thing with Bear Watch down there.
Yeah, actually, ours goes up tomorrow. So.
On the 1st. That's
on
right.
The 1st.
Oh, how about the charities?
I'll finish talking about the pricing piece.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, but
that's fine. I just want to explain for folks who aren't familiar. We have what's called the basics package, which includes everything but the water park. And the reason why we do that is not everyone necessarily goes to the water park. As much as the event is focused around that, some people just come for the whole weekend, but they stay at the hotel instead of coming up to the water park. If local people want to come, they can just go to the water park alone. And so there's two pieces to that. So basically, if you're going to do the weekend, you would pay the basics package, which in the month of February, probably when this podcast will go out, it'll be $90 and then $35 for the water park. We also have a limited edition towel that we do each year, and that's $17, and that stays the same regardless of what month. And then we also have the winery tour. And then we have two other activities on Saturday afternoon that are free. There's a casino trip, and then there's what we're calling this year Choose Your Own Adventure, which the Choose Your Own Adventure is a whole series of locations around Erie, points of interest, tourist locations, and retail establishments that folks can go check out. And we'll give them a map and instructions, and then they're on their own. They can go wherever they want. They can go visit. We're going to have three local chocolate family-owned businesses that are well-known they can check out. There's a Harley-Davidson store. There's the Presque Isle Nature Park area to check out, as well as some other things. So the free stuff, we still need a head count on. In case people are wondering when they register why it's listed, we just need to know who's doing what piece. Like for the casino trip, there's a shuttle thing that we'll be working with as well. Okay. So, yeah, the fee structure is all explained on the website, of course. And if anyone has any questions, by all means, they can send me an email. It's listed on the website in various places.
Okay. So, like I was asking earlier, how about the charity for this?
This year, I'm actually really excited about our charity. We, in the past couple of years, have tried to do a local organization that benefits either local individuals or local community efforts. And this is the second time that we're going with an organization that has a more national scope. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we did the Shriners Hospital, which they have a actual hospital here in Erie, and that's why we chose them. So the money was going to the Shriners organization, so to speak, nationally. They're well-known, but we were using them, but providing them with charity on the hospital here in Erie. But this year, the committee and I came to an agreement after what happened last year with Dan Savage and his partner Terry starting the It Gets Better Project, mm-hmm. and providing funds to the Trevor Project. That's what we actually chose for this year.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I'm actually really super excited about it because I think everyone can relate to a time in their life when they had questions or they were struggling with their own identity. And the Trevor Project basically is about saving young lives who are having crises. And the biggest thing that they do is suicide prevention. So they provide a 24/7 hotline that individuals can call when they find themselves really struggling with getting through whatever their current circumstances are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. You guys are doing the Trevor Project. Okay.
Well, everybody go to www.drenchedfur.com.
Drenchedfur.com.
And register. It's right. April what?
April 7th.
April 7th through the 10th.
7th through the 10th.
All right. Thank you, Gary, for being in the show. It's great to have you. And more power to DrenchFur. So, guys, check out DrenchFur.com.
And that's F-U-R, fur.
Fur. Drenched fur, F-U-R. So, you can check it out. So, Ray, what do you have for us this episode?
Well, here in Act 2.
Act 2.
Act 2.
Are we a musical all of a sudden?
Well, you know, we have episode 1, episode 2. I was like, oh, we have, you know, since we kind of split. Well, and what we're talking about, listeners, is we have a 30-minute segment that we have that goes out on the Bear Radio Network every mm-hmm. week on Thursday night, and it gets replayed Sunday nights.
Yep.
That we have to fill a 30-minute time slot. But the podcast itself, when we do it, is usually longer.
Yeah.
But last week's was, what, an hour and a half?
That's why when you, last week was an hour and a half with Big Ed. I hope you guys watch the videos. It's really fun having Ed in the show. And this time we did a video podcast. It's really fun having him. And Mike was watching it. He was laughing at Ray. He was laughing at the video. So it was good. Like Ray was saying, every Thursday this show goes out on Bear Radio. So that's why if you do listen there on Bear Radio, we always say, I always say, catch the whole show. Catch the whole show on bearpodcast.com because that's where the whole show can be played. Anyway, so let's go on, Ray. What do we have here?
Well, let's see. We need to wrap up some more about our weekends because we kind of cut that short because we had a long interview with Gary. But
yeah, that's right.
I went and saw The Right Friday night.
That's with
Anthony Hopkins.
Hannibal, right? Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. Anthony, so how did that go? How do you like it?
I liked it a lot because, you know, I like exorcists.
You like exorcists?
I want to see a real exorcist one day because I, you know, course, you know, some days I feel like I'm going to knock some demon out of somebody at work, but it was very good. I think Anthony Hopkins and I kind of agree with a lot of the critics saying that this is his best work since he did Hannibal Lecter. I like that. And the little guy that played the Doubting Thomas priest was just hot.
You're there for the hot guys, okay?
Well, you know, it's just like a hot priest. So.
He's a hot priest.
Yeah. So, but you know, it was all about questioning faith and is the devil real?
Mm.
So,
oh, it was a question because if it's a real or if it's somebody crazy. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the whole thing. It's like, is this girl mentally unstable because she was molested by her dad, or is she really possessed by a demon?
Mm-hmm. Kind of similar to one of the movies we watched before,
The Last Exorcism.
It was last month, last year.
Last year, we watched it.
It's similar.
This one didn't kind of go off all hokey at the end. It was actually very well rounded, I thought.
Well, for one thing, this is a real movie, and the other one is
This movie supposedly is based on facts that have been published about different exorcisms, the church's stance, and I don't know about that much because I don't know that much about the Catholic Church. So,
Okay, you're scaring me already. I'm getting the goosebumps.
I think it's good money. I think everybody should go see it. I think it's worth going to the movie theater and going and seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and apparently that night, Friday night, was gay night at the movie theater we were at, because we went in and sat down and then all the gays flocked to us. It was kind of funny.
They flocked? What do you mean?
Yeah, because there was like a couple bare couples next to us and then on the other side of us, and there was this little trio down in front of us giggling like a bunch of little teenage schoolgirls, and then all these others came walking in. I was like, well, you see, you get put a robe on and act like a priest, all the gay men show up.
They're all after the same thing, right, I guess.
But it's very good. So.
Either they will like the older guys, like Anthony Hopkins, or your hot guy.
Yeah. And you can see
your hot priest
with his shirt off. So,
And
he's pretty decent looking man to be. I think he's in his 60s now.
So yeah.
He's still got a pretty decent shape for a 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
So, speaking of shapes.
Wait, hold on, wait. What shapes?
Shapes. I recently did some videos that are going to be put up on XTube.
Oh, that's right. So how did that go?
It went very well, except I've been editing these videos, and I sit there looking at myself. I said, my God, I'm fat. And it's just like, you know.
What do you mean you're fat?
Well, you know, I've always been a big guy, but it's just like, I've really let.
Oh, my God, I'm fat. I'm fat on X-Tube.
Okay. It's like doing the video, and, you know, I'm sitting there wheezing on the damn video, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so out of shape.
Ray, you should, listen to you wheeze on the podcast.
Just ridiculous. And I was just like, am I really going to let myself put this out there? Me look, you know, because, I mean, I've always been kind of big, and I know there's bigger guys out there than me that do a hell of a lot more next to than I do. But I'm just like, when you're watching yourself and, like, doing this stuff, and you see yourself on camera, and you see the big old gut, and it's starting to roll over, and it's just like, you know, and your package is all kind of saggy, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm getting old and fat.
But some people like it. Some of our listeners love
people,
it.
I know a lot of people like it, but it's like, it's me seeing myself, and it's that whole self-image thing. So
say it again. Oh my God, I'm fat.
Fat. Really fat. So, but I was just sitting there, you know, I've just been editing videos the last couple of days, and I'm just like, God, dude, I didn't realize I'd kind of let myself go like that.
You know,
and
you
can do.
And I was
talking to the person that I did the video with, and they were like, well, what do you mean? I think you're hot. And I'm like, well, yeah, but when you're looking at, because I'm trying to video, of course, me, you know, I'm trying to be the overachiever. I'm videotaping everything.
You're critiquing yourself.
So I'm critiquing myself. I'm also nervous because this is the first time I actually done a video where I'm actually really participating. It's just me and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a couple of videos online that I'm fisting somebody and that I'm making them suck my dick, but that's about it. But this time it's actually doing some electro play, some ball and cock torture, and then sucking and fucking. Mm-hmm. And it's me doing the fucking. And it's just like, it's all me and the other person. And I'm sitting there trying to do the camera. And I was like,
Oh my god.
And I was looking at myself and said, my God, I didn't really get like super hard on, I guess. And then I got thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, when you were doing this, you were thinking about everything but the sex. It's the camera angle. You know?
You're constantly critiquing yourself. You're being a director. You know what? You need a cameraman to do it.
I do. But
were you holding the camera up or something?
Yes, I was holding the camera.
I mean, that'd be shaky. It's a shaky camera.
I used the tripod for some shots on start off, but when you're fucking, I mean, you got to get the camera down there to be able to see stuff.
I know.
And I was all about the dick and ass action and the dick and mouth action and getting it from the side angle, getting it from the top angle.
Oh, see, you should concentrate on performance, Ray, and you need a cameraman.
Maybe if I had it, I'd have probably done a much better performance, but I was just like, oh, well, you know, it's the first time.
I'll film it.
Buck Ramsey yet.
Oh, that's right. Buck Ramsey. Maybe you can help him out. Or he can help out. I mean, or I can help out. I'll wear a black suit or something, or a black overall, so you won't.
If you're going to be there, you have to be naked in the room with us.
If I have to, fine. I'll film, but I'll make sure that you have the good shots and everything. Uh-huh. It's not shaky camera.
Yeah, that's been my trauma today. It's like, you know, the last couple days is looking at the video and editing it. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, when you,
no, I'm cutting that part out. No. I'm not putting that in. I'm cutting that part out. So,
you know, on XTube, they have a lot. They do. You know, when they do that, always shaking.
I've been looking at a bunch of different videos on XTube, and it's like a lot of really big guys on there. I'm like, much bigger than me, but it's just all about seeing yourself up there and being self-conscious about your body.
And people visit the website because of that.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm sure I'm going to put this out there, and either somebody's going to give some hateful little comment, or there's going to be all these people, oh God, I like your belly or something, you know.
It'll be the latter.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But so it's going to be interesting to see, because this is like full-fledged on sucking and fucking. And
so if you guys want to see his profile, email ray@bearpodcast.com and ask him what it is, or you're going to sell it out.
No, it's hard. But most people already know. We've talked about it before. It's Hugh Bear Dad on XTube.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah. Well, that stuff far be up there by the end of the week.
Well, give me some feedback if you see his videos.
Get some feedback. Call in and give me a critique.
Wow, call it in. Call it in.
You know, I know I won't be nominated for no Oscar or anything, but, you know, at least maybe a Golden Globe or something. You know what I'm saying?
Golden
Globe. Or at least a Razzie.
Mm-hmm. Razzie. Award.
So anyway, okay, moving on. Let's move on.
Okay, one more thing. Since we were talking about movies, I also got, like I said earlier, I got to watch King's Speech. And King's Speech is with Colin Firth. And we're not going to talk about it much, but I would say that it's really a good movie. And Colin Firth was really exceptional. Did he win an award? I think he did, right?
Well, I don't know. He's nominated for not. Well, next week we're gonna. Well, I got this whole thing on the Oscars I've been working on.
So. Oh, okay, yeah, but yeah, I sure hope Colin Firth will be nominated at the Oscars or.
Yeah, he's been nominated as a performance by an actor in a leading role.
A leading role, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So next week we're gonna do a little rundown. I got some stuff planned out. We're gonna do some rundown of the 83rd year of the Academy Awards, our Oscars. Talking about the different pictures, because all of them I haven't seen yet. Some of them you've seen, some of them I haven't.
I haven't seen The Black Swan. Black Swan's got a lot of nominations.
I haven't seen that. Fighter. There's a couple others. Social Network, Kids All Right, 127 Hours, Toy Story. I mean, there's a bunch of them this year I haven't seen.
What if we do a marathon, Ray?
Well, a lot of them, they've been re-released and put out in the theater, so maybe we can go do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
See what we can do in this weekend. So, anyway.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to talk about some of the Oscar stuff next week, since it's coming up at the end of February.
Okay.
But, Maynard.
All right.
Have you been watching what's on TV the last 2 weeks?
I may have. I've been watching the usual, like Modern Family and
We're
Family.
Talking about the real show, Spartacus. Have you been watching
that? No, I haven't. Is it out already?
It is out. It's I think the third episode should be out here pretty soon. I've been watching it on
Netflix. Wait a second. I'll be watching it on Netflix. I'll watch it tonight.
So the first two episodes were out as of today, I think. Or the second episode's out. I think the other one comes out some point this week. I don't know when they're playing it on Showtime now. Stars. So. But Spartacus, Gods of the Arena, I think it's going to be just as good as the other one was last year. And this is a prequel to all of that. As we all know.
So everybody's alive, or? Yeah.
Well,
people we know are
this
alive.
This is before Spartacus came into this picture. This is back when the Loudus or whatever it's called.
Oh, I forgot. Ludus?
Ludus. The Ludus. I think that's how you said it. The father just left and turned it over to the son.
Oh.
So.
Okay, I get it now.
It's all like him taking over and coming in. And Lucretius, very young and naive acting woman and all this kind of stuff. So, it's pretty good. But Crixus, who's the champion of the show in last season, is just a common slave in this so far. I mean, he just got bought by, as the guy was walking down the street. God, I can't remember his name now. The English guy that was in
the Mummy, the brother.
I can't remember his name, and I didn't write it down. I just hit some of the high points of some of the people that are in the show. But anyway, Crixus is back.
Batiatus is a young man.
He's just taking over the Ludus. He walks by, and Crixus is fighting with his foreman, and he's just slave with somebody's, and he gives the guy some money for him because the guy's tired of dealing with him, and takes him back and puts him in. Out there training with the rest of the gladiators, but he's got long hair and kind of scruffy looking, and you haven't seen that much of him. He's been kind of low key. I mean, he picked the second episode, he got a lot more airplay. It's coming up. They haven't even finished building the arena yet in this series, so they've been fighting in looks like an old bullpen or something like that.
Oh, it hasn't upgraded yet. But, you know, why do they call it Spartacus when Spartacus is not there?
Well, the whole reason Spartacus is not there is because the guy that's playing Spartacus has cancer.
Well, we know that.
And he's not coming back. It's been reported that he's not coming back. So I don't know where the series is going to go for this, if they're going to replace him for the... Because Spartacus, in theory, it's like a 5 or 6 year long thing that went on after he freed the slaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a pretty long, a couple year story there that they can work out. And this is all prequel to that, that kind of sets everything up for the first season. So mm-hmm. you kind of see what's going on in the backgrounds and why the people are the way they are.
Yeah.
So there's a new character that got introduced called Gannicus, who's played by Dustin Clare, who's a hot little Australian guy. Mm-hmm. Just muscle from head to toe, hot. And then we meet Gaia. She's played by Jamie Murray, who is Bill Murray's daughter. Mm-hmm. She is apparently had a bunch of rich husbands, and the latest one just died. So she's kind of single and running around, and she's kind of a little nympho. Her and Lucretia, played by Lucy Lawless, have an opium-induced love scene. So I'm sure lesbians everywhere were honking their trunk horns. Because it was pretty hot for a gay guy. I was like,
yeah.
I know the lesbians are eating this up. I bet you they all got moist because it was a pretty hot love scene between the two of them.
So you're thinking that that the prequel to Spartacus is like more for the girls,
lesbians. I don't say that. I mean, it's just.
Are there any gay scenes?
Well, that's just hold up.
Hold up. Okay.
So, the Lucy Lawless thing, you know, I think that's one of the hot things that been women, lesbians everywhere have been wanting to see since Xena. Well, now they actually get to see her and her boobies all up on Jamie Murray, she's pretty hot too. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Murray was, if y'all watched Warehouse 13, she played H.G. Wells on...
Oh, that's her. Okay, now I know.
On Warehouse 13. So this is a totally different role for her. So
yep. That's some H.G. Wells. This is cool. I could see what you're doing. You're highlighting stuff on Google Docs. Wow.
Yeah.
I can see what you're doing.
That's right. Onimaeus is still there, which was the black foreman that's the kind of trainer. He's not a trainer. He just got moved into being a trainer. He's played by Peter Mensah. Mm-hmm. Gaia, There's a couple new characters, Atella, which is his wife, is Amaeus's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Asher is back.
Oh, Asher,
and the Asher
bear.
Was the one in the first suit. No, he wasn't a bear. He's a hot muscle guy.
Really? Okay.
He's played by Nick Tarabe, and he's the one that walked around with the limp the whole episode and was kind of conniving and scheming.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everybody really couldn't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, you find out why they can't stand him in this season.
I see. It's all a story then. Because I find him hot. I think he's one of the hottest there in
very
Antarctica.
Hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, Barca's back, which was the gay character that got killed off in the first
season. That's right. He's alive at this point.
He's alive. And there's been a couple of makeout scenes with him and one of the other.
Nice.
It's not some young little Twinkie slave boy. It's actually all hot man-on-man muscle Titan Media makeout.
Oh my god. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
So, but it's been very interesting, so go check it out. Oh, and Spartacus was played by Andy Whitfield. I can't remember his name.
So Spartacus is still there, but not the character of Spartacus is still there.
Yeah, I mean, this is all before he gets there.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because the whole thing about Spartacus is he frees the slave and becomes Christian, and then he gets killed in 5 or 6 years, leading the uprising of the slaves all over Italy. So.
Oh, okay.
But, so I don't know if we're going to see Varro, if he's going to come back, because, you know, he was killed last season. But he was there when Spartacus got there. So maybe by the end of this season, he'll come back.
He'll come back.
Scenes,
Varro, the blonde guy.
The blonde guy.
The best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. But it's quite
it's interesting.
Hot cast. So
can't wait for it.
Like, Gnaeus, he's just freaking hot. I'm not too happy about his, you know, I'm not too into his face, but from the neck down, I'm like, oh, yeah. So. So y'all go check it out. It's Spartacus, Gods of the Arena. So
okay, I'll watch that tonight.
You get to see Asher walking around, and you get to see him pretty much. He's got like a goatee, this little face chin thing with hair that he didn't have last year.
Did he go naked? No,
He's walking around a lot in the little. You see him a lot in the little wraparound thing that they fight in all the time because he hasn't been injured yet. So they're fighting.
All right.
So
I look forward to it. Yeah,
it's pretty hot. So,
okay.
So, anyway, that's go check it out. That's my big new TV series that I'm all into. That after the first series, I was like, "Are they gonna mess it up? Is it gonna be good?" And so far, it's been just as good as the first season of it. Yeah. So,
okay, so check it out. It's on Stars on Netflix. Yep. I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt.
Yeah. Sure.
So, what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof! What a bear.
We have Ken from Growler. All right. So Ken lives in Atlanta, Georgia, with his partner and in this cross between a bear, cub, / otter. And he stands at 6 feet. And he's 6 feet tall and weighs about 202 pounds. Yeah, he's kind of cubbish. He's looking for friends and chat buddies and picture swapping. Mm. And he is average in some places and well above average in others. I don't understand, Rhett, but maybe we should ask him. He's unedited. He's unedited, uncut, and unapologetic. And you can reach him on Big Muscle Bear as ATL Cub 77. Yeah. So his picture is, yeah, we'll probably post this picture so you guys can check him out, Big Muscle Bear. But he's also from Scrub. So you got to talk this
Is it from Growler?
This is from Growler, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But his account is on Big Muscle Bear, so he's also there. Okay. So moving on. So that's the Woof on a Bear. And now for the geek part, this is pretty much my section, right, Ray?
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of geeking. I want to talk about an iPhone app, of course. I'll also talk about an iPhone app. It's called CardStar. I don't know if it's been around for a long time, but it's kind of new for me. I tried it out. A coworker of mine showed it to me, and it's actually stores your coupons on and your membership cards on your iPhone. So what you do is download it and put up your account. What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm listening to you.
Oh, I could hear something. Hmm. Are you playing a video or something?
No. No, I got my video on. You can see me. I'm just sitting here.
Hold on, wait. Is that? I think that's an audio coming from somewhere here. Anyway, sorry for the interruption, guys. But yeah, it's CardStar. It contains your cards or your membership cards, your coupons. If you have a Kroger card or a Best Buy card, you just take a picture of your card, and then it would store it, and it's going to be a barcode on your app. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty.
Does it work? Have you tried it?
I tried it on Kroger, but so far it doesn't work on that one. But I have to try other cards. So it's a free app. It's a free app. So you guys, you can try it out, Ray, if you want.
Because I think I've seen a couple other people try to do it on their iPhone at Kroger, and it doesn't scan it.
Yeah, it doesn't scan it. I tried it there. That's what I was saying. So maybe I just need to.
So if anybody's got it or got a program that works like that, let us know. Because yeah. I don't see how they can do coupons on it.
Yeah. There's a way, but...
Because most people, most things when you turn the coupons in, they make you turn the coupon in with it. So they have a copy to put with the receipt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's the geek part. Okay, Ray, how about some Bearwatch update?
Bearwatch. Go register for Bearwatch. www.bearwatch.net. The run fee is now at $95, and that's good until April 30th. And Bear Watch is May 20th through the 22nd in Galveston, Texas. Come join us for a good time. We have our Friday night toga party, which has been sponsored by Growler. We have our day at the beach down on the lovely Galveston coast, frolicking around on the beach. And then Saturday night, we got the infamous pool party with foam and the foam pit.
Mm-hmm, of course, the foam pit.
And of course, Saturday night, it's clothing optional.
It's clothing optional the foam pit.
For the ones of y'all that want to go up to Gary's event, because you have to keep your clothes on, you can come down to ours and take them off.
You can keep your clothes on the plane and then take them off when you get here. Yeah,
that's right. You have to be street legal outside the pool area, but inside the pool area,
it's all private. We're gonna private this. We keep it safe for you guys. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right. So that's bearwatch.net. Check it out. All right. So we're going to close the show. Wow, it's been probably about an hour now, and we're gonna do a few shout-outs. Shout out to a Crew Bear from West Virginia. And thanks for listening to the show. And I caught him at Growler, I think. Yeah. So Growler's been active lately for me. Yeah. And how about you, Ray?
I had some shout-outs, and I didn't write them down, and now I can't remember what they are. I'll have to pick them up next week.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. My mind just went blank because I was thinking about it earlier. I said, oh, yeah, I need to give a shout-out to so-and-so-and-so, but...
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we go, one thing that we got from Gary from Drenched Fur is a raffle. We're going to raffle out a registration, okay? A free registration for the Basics and Splash combined, Splash event of theirs in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's Drenched Fur. So they're giving out one registration to all of you guys. So if you guys send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Drenched Fur, you can get the chance to win a registration only. Registration of the Basics and Splash combined. You can go to the event plus the water park. Can't remember. Yeah, the pool, the water park. So,
water park.
Yeah, just to clarify, they're not providing the airfare and the hotel accommodations. Just the registrations. You have to get there. yourself, and you have to get your own hotel. It's not included. But what is included only in the registration is the basics and the water park. So, yeah, email us at raffle@bearpodcast.com with a subject line, Drench Fur. If you want to, go to
Drench Fur. When are we going to cut this off? On the 28th?
Yes. February 28th, yeah.
February 28th, last day to register for this. Mm-hmm. And please register if you think you can go.
Yep. It's always fun. I'll be there. So if you win, we could meet up. I'll buy you a drink or something. How's that? Okay, so we got to get out of here, Ray. So it's getting late. And thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us in this show. If you want to comment and listen to the other old shows from last week also, go to bearpodcast.com. That's the official website. And you can also send your comments to show@bearpodcast.com. Or, Ray?
You can hit me up personally at ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can email me.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting interrupted by a dog. You can go to 206. Buddy, stop. Excuse me, folks. You can go to 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And leave us the voicemails on the show. Leave us some questions, some comments. Rate us, talk to us. You know, we appreciate all the calls.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we usually play most of them on the air, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And subscribe via iTunes or the Zune Marketplace and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, we're all there. Bear Podcast on Twitter. Ray is Hugh Bear Dad, and I am Nard on Twitter. So you can catch us there. Also on Facebook, you can friend us there, or you can go to the on the website, bearpodcast.com. The links are on the right side, so you could see our links to Facebook that way too. All right, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. What a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.